program for veterans?
We will do this through telehealth services. We're expanding the ability of veterans to connect with their VA healthcare team.
He made the announcement at a White House event today, the president unveiling a new mobile app that he said will significantly expand access to veterans' health care. He said that includes suicide prevention programs. In other news, two are dead following a gas explosion at a Minnesota school on Wednesday. The body of 82-year-old janitor John F. Carlson was pulled from the rubble at the school last night, hours after the explosion at the private Christian school in Minneapolis. Receptionist Ruth Berg was also killed in that explosion. The school wrote on Facebook that Berg worked there for 17 years and always welcomed people with a smile. Officials say nine others were hurt in the blast, one critically. Classes at the school were out for the summer. This is USA Radio News.
Colonel Sanders from KFC here to talk about the good old days. Well, the good old days are still here in chicken form. Specifically, in KFC's original recipe fried chicken with 11 herbs and spices. Our delicious chicken is still hand-breaded and pressure-fried just like it was then. Get your fill with two pieces of my original recipe in a $5 fill-up with mashed potatoes, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink at a KFC near you. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax extra.
A shortage of cybercrime fighters is worsening, and USA's Chris Barnes reports on just how big that shortage is.
There's a projected shortfall of 1.5 to 2 million cybersecurity professionals in the next few years, so it's significant.
That's IBM's Diana Kelly, a global cybersecurity expert, who says it's really more serious than people realize, as on the other side, cybercriminals have no headcount shortage.
80% of attacks last year were from organized cyber criminals, and they got away with almost $500 million in illegal profits.
She says if you want to consider a career in cybersecurity, you can learn more at a variety of places online, but one of them is IBM.com.
President Trump is set to begin his New Jersey vacation tomorrow. Trump will be taking a summer break from Washington, D.C., and heading to his golf club in Bedminster for 17 days. In the past, the president questioned the worthiness of vacations, but he doesn't have much of a choice in this case. Everyone who works at the White House needs to be out by the end of the week since the 27-year-old heating and cooling system is being replaced. It's not clear what the president will be doing once in New Jersey, as spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders declined to share details earlier this week. Finally, the Mega Millions jackpot for tomorrow's drawing is worth an estimated $323 million. The cash option is estimated at $199. For USA Radio News, I'm Jules McKinney.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader. Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
All right. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. I'm going to try to keep my cool. Keep my cool when talking about this next topic. It is going to be hard for me. As our regular listeners know, there's time to time the volume picks up a bit here on the program. But again, you've got to put yourself in my shoes. Been doing this radio show for 17 years. Been doing guest appearances on radio for 20. At Markowski Investments for over 20. What has our modus operandi been? Helping individual investors. Trying to navigate the way through all of the storms and the pitfalls and all of that. The krakens that are out there. The krakens in the water. Well, anyway. These krakens, these big brokerage firms, they spent a great sum of money lobbying the government, trying to do away with the fiduciary rule that has recently gone into effect. Spent a ton of money. Ton of money, and they couldn't get it done. I mean, they usually get what they want, but they couldn't get it done. Now, they made their necessary adjustments. They're making their adjustments now. They're throwing some funds off their platform. They're doing what they need to do. What really, really bothers me is that they're actually now advertising. Advertising the fact that they are going to try with retirement accounts, the only thing that this applies to, put clients' interests above their own. And again, they'll find a caveat to get around that. This should bother you. It really, really should. Yeah, several years ago, there must have been a bunch of bad brokerage firm stories coming out, ripoffs and scams. I went and I looked at the mission statements. Mission statements from the big investment houses. And I wrote them down. J.P. Morgan, this is their J.P. Morgan Chase, this is their mission. Our integrity and reputation depend on our ability to do the right thing, even when it's not the easy thing. Goldman Sachs. No financial incentive or opportunity, regardless of the bottom line, justifies a departure from our values. Morgan Stanley. The talent and passion of our people are critical to our success. Together, we share a common set of values rooted in integrity and excellence. And Merrill Lynch, the interests of our clients must come first. Right, sure. Again, these are things that should insult your intelligence. They insult my intelligence. But, and again, I'm obviously not doing as good of a job as I'd like to get the word out for people to actually understand what these firms are all about. And this latest rule change and their adjustment, now marketing it, is just another example. Listen, we've talked about this ad nauseum here on the program. It was part of the Republican Party platform in 2016. And quite honestly, I don't see them following through on it, which is pathetic and sad, is to break up these big investment houses, to break them up, to do away with this big, huge financial supermarket with all of their conflicts of interest. You know, back in 1947, here's a story that no one really talks about. 1947, the U.S. government sued the top 17 investment banks for violating antitrust laws. Collusion. Right? The Justice Department in their suit alleged that the investment firms had created, and I quote, an integrated overall conspiracy and combination beginning in 1915 and continuous operation thereafter, by which they develop a system to eliminate competition and monopolize the cream of the business of investment banking. This is 1947. They're talking all the way back as far as 1915. Now, the U.S. argued that the top Wall Street investment banks, including Morgan Stanley, who was the lead defendant, and Goldman Sachs, had crafted a type of cartel, which was able to set prices charged for their services, such as securities underwriting, mergers, acquisitions. The firms essentially colluded to box out any smaller banks. It was discovered that the big investment banks would strategically place their partners on their clients' board of directors. By doing this, it placed their firms in a very favorable position to win and also know where business was coming from and how to get it all. Again, that happens to an even greater degree today. You can't even compare the incestuous relationship that takes place, corporate boards of directors, big banks. Not only that, it's now tied into Washington, D.C. The funny thing is that they sued the top 17 investment banks. 17. Hey, listen, I wish there were 17 investment banks competing against one another today. That would be great. That would be fantastic. You know, you take a look at these big banks here and how concentrated they are. I mean, you can't even compare. This is 1947. Compare it to today. Back in 1947, they didn't have the whole commercial bank side. Now it's everything. The 12 largest banks in the United States control 70% of the entire U.S. banking industry. 70%. You remember Eric Holder? Remember what he had to say? Attorney General Eric Holder under Obama? When banks are considered too big to fail, it's difficult to prosecute them. If we do bring a criminal charge, it will have a negative impact on the national economy. So, basically, this you know, again, was the Attorney General of the United States basically saying they have a get-out-of-jail-free card for everything. We can't go after these guys. It would do too much damage. Too much damage to the economy at large. Right. Another problem as well. Big banks. Cheap money. We tied this in. We talked about this with Wells Fargo. You know, people say, well, you know, why are you going with Wells Fargo for your mortgage and Bank of America for your mortgage, all this stuff? Well, they get money cheaper than everybody else because they're gigantor and they're too big to fail. Makes it difficult for other banks to compete. And that's the world we're in today. The world of the big banks. Again, hey, go back to read a little Lenin. Lenin talked about the need for his communist takeover, socialism, the need for big banks. Few. And the government working with those big banks. Again, people, we need to break them up. And you should be insulted right now. When you see a commercial, you see ads, or you see brokers touting the fact that they're now going to put your interests above your own. Again, why didn't you do it before? And why are you advertising this fact when you didn't want this rule? You're now claiming it's like your own, like you advocated for it. Is this the type of people that you want to do business with? Again, people, I don't want to sound preachy. That's not my goal here on the program. We don't look to sound preachy here on the program. These are the facts. These are the facts. If you feel that, you know what, that's okay. I want to still work with the big firms. Good luck. That's all I got to say. Best of luck to you. Best of luck. Anyway, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our website. We'll show you how. How you can get out from underneath the big firms. We have free consultations with our certified financial planners who have always been fiduciaries for all of your accounts and everything that you do. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, account repair kits there as well, our newsletter, all sorts of great stuff. We have a 24-hour-a-day help hotline, people, 800-471-5984. That's 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy. The Dynavite supplement and then the LicoChops.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of LicoChops free.
New, improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E.
And now 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dinovite.com.
Mario and Pemba here for your local Auto Value Parts stores. There's no feeling quite like the one you get from driving on the open road. So whether I'm keeping my ride clean or running smooth, I've come to depend on the team at my local Auto Value Parts stores. And you can place your order anytime at autoparts2020.com.
We have batteries, brakes, mufflers, and more at your Auto Value Parts store,
where service is the difference.
We get it.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
This report is brought to you by Kia. Recent sales data prove that SUVs are more popular today than ever before. If you are in the market for an SUV or crossover, there are several factors to consider before you buy. One such consideration is form versus function. Do you go off-road, or do you simply prefer the space and style offered by an SUV? All-wheel drive is optional on many SUVs and crossovers, so if you live in an area that isn't subject to rugged driving conditions or extreme weather, you can avoid the unnecessary cost of a feature you won't use. The SUV or crossover for you depends on your driving needs. James Bell with Kia has more.
Kia's line of SUVs have something for everyone. The rugged Sorento and capable Sportage can take you on any adventure, off-road or on, while the efficient Niro hybrid crossover provides the perfect balance of form and function, along with the ability to haul your gear in the most fuel-efficient way available.
For more information, including special promotions in your area, visit your local Kia dealer or log on to www.kia.com.
When it comes to new window coverings, everybody has a budget. And Budget Blinds is the one place that understands you and your budget perfectly. Budget Blinds provides more custom window coverings than anyone in North America because we think that everyone, at every budget, deserves beautiful style, expert service, our no-surprises pricing, and our no-questions-asked warranty. Right now, during our 25th anniversary celebration, you'll get an even better value during the biggest sale of the year. Special upgrades like invisible tilt bar on shutters, free smart fit, or a cordless option on honeycomb shades for a clean, uncluttered contemporary look. Book your free in-home consultation now. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS or go online to budgetblinds.com. Forget do-it-yourself. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS and get style and service that fit your budget. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
This is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street show. All right. All right. I wish I'd been keeping track over the years. My totals and a subway token will get me a ride on the subway. But, hey, The "see, I told you so" moments continue to rack up. Continue to rack up. And this is this "see, I told you so" moment ties into our healthcare issues here in this country, problems with our tax code. You name it. This is a big one. And I want to start off with this. I get confronted from time to time, sometimes in a not so polite fashion by people on the left. And I always answer them in regards to their position, in regards to what they expect out of me. When they start preaching that equality, fair share, all that claptrap, I always present them with the question of how much they, I ask them how much they want out of me. How many, and I don't do it in terms of money. I do it in terms of time. Because the reality is, to me, time is the most important thing in the world. Time is your most valuable asset. I love the time that I can spend with my kids, with my family, with my friends. That is the most valuable thing to me in the entire world. Now, I have to devote time to work. I have to devote time to the government, taxes. I'm asking all of these people out there on the left, I'm asking you, people, equality, fairness, how many months out of the year should I have to work for the government? How many days in a month? How many days in a week? How many hours in a day do I get to keep for myself? That's how I always present it. And to this day, I've never gotten an answer to that question. I've never gotten an answer, an honest answer. Some people throw some stuff out there and they'll mention, "Hey, May." And I'm like, "Really? I have to work for the government from January to May and I get to keep the rest? Okay, that's a tax cut. I'll take it." They have no idea. No idea whatsoever, because they don't put it into that perspective. Now, we're constantly being berated all the time, being told that we need to pay our fair share. We're not doing enough. Equality. What's that little sticker there with the yellow equal sign? Right. Right. Okay. Well, I saw this story this past week, and I was taken back by it. Taken back by it because I called it. Called it here on this program not too long ago. Basically, it was my burrito analogy. And what I talked about is that there's going to be at some point in time, some leftist is going to come up with the idea that people should pay for all things based upon their situation in life. For example, and I used the burrito. I said, "You're hungry. And you go to Chipotle and you want a burrito. And when you get to the cash register there, Chipotle asks you, or you have to provide for them some sort of identification, giving them your tax status. What tax bracket are you in? And you pay based upon that. And what I mean by that is that if you're in the top tax bracket, you're paying above and beyond. Because the people at the lower tax bracket are going to be paying less. You have to subsidize their burrito. That's essentially what we do with healthcare right now, right? How long is it going to be until this idea takes shape and moves on? Again, if I came and I presented this idea within a college classroom, the kids would be like, "Oh, that's awesome. That's a great idea. That's fantastic. Oh, my God, it's brilliant. It's equal. We're all equal. It'll be fair. It'll be a better world." For who? Under this train of thought, right? I mean, because, right? Shouldn't everybody have a house? And why is it that someone should have a bigger house than someone else? And car. So if you go out and you're in the top tax bracket and you would have normally spent, I don't know, $50,000 on a new BMW, you're now going to have to spend, I don't know, $90,000 because We have to allow everyone to get BMWs, and the price for them is going to be less. So you're just going to subsidize their purchase. Markowski, come on. Come on, Markowski, that's far-fetched. That could never happen. No way. Really? Really? Again, we told you this was coming. We told you that this idea would take hold. And it has. Look at Amazon. Amazon is making a play now for low-income shoppers. They are offering a discounted membership to Amazon Prime. Normally $99 a year. Offering a discount, I think it's $6 a month, to people who are on government assistance. Yes, you have to prove to Amazon that you are on food stamps. You've got a valid electronic benefits transfer card used for food stamps and other stuff. And if you prove to them that, they will charge you $6 a month rather than $99 for the year. I'm not making this up. I'm not. This is your EBT card is going to eventually become like an AARP card. It's going to be like a discount card. Oh, you're on government assistance? Oh, we charge you less than everybody else. Are you kidding me? No, I'm not. I'm not. It's crazy. I first thought about this, and I was like, gee whiz, maybe Bezos is trying to, maybe he's trying to get food stamp money in the sense that he wants people that are on food stamps to buy products via Amazon so he'll get that money. Could be. Could be a part of it. But do you understand just how bad this idea is? How awful this idea is? And what can happen? I mean, you let this out, okay? This is another one of those Pandora's box moments. You let a lot of bad stuff out into the world is what you're going to end up doing. How long do you think it's going to be before some Bernie Sanders type, some left winger out there jumps all over this and says, you know what? They'll start with healthcare. They'll move on to reproductive stuff. Then they'll talk about feminine hygiene products, and it's not fair that women have to buy them. They'll move on to houses. They'll move on to cars. Internet. You got to have special pricing because in today's modern age, everyone needs an internet. We already have Obama phones. We already hand those things out. I mean, what's next? Cars, maybe? Everybody has to have a car, right? Public transport. You know, not everybody can have public transportation. And they'll get you to pay for it. Just like the members of Amazon Prime that are paying full price are now going to be paying for the people that are not. See, I told you so. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Become a part of the Watchdog on Wall Street family. Newsletter consultations with our certified financial planners. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Jules McKinney.
A leaked telephone transcript shows President Trump asked Mexico's president to stop saying his country will not pay for a massive border wall. The Washington Post reports on a January 27th call between Trump and Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto, Trump said repeatedly, "You cannot say that to the press." Well, Senator Bob Corker from Tennessee, angry that the news is getting out to the public, and railed against the White House staff.
These people should be fired. They should be out of government. They're disloyal to our government.
Senator Lindsey Graham agrees.
Can you imagine being President of the United States, having a conversation with a foreign leader, and that conversation being divulged to the media? It's just not fair to President Trump.
President Trump's first phone call with Australia's prime minister was also leaked and apparently grew heated when the two world leaders spoke about an agreement made during the Obama administration to take in refugees. This is USA Radio News.
What makes one business rise above? Why do some grow while others simply maintain? Time after time, consistently successful businesses work smart. And when smart businesses need to hire, they do it on the job site that is the proven leader, Indeed.com. According to an independent study, Indeed delivers five times more hires than any other job site. More hires than the rest combined. Businesses that work smart choose partners that have proven track records. It's no wonder that 3 million businesses choose Indeed. To make it even better, right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing in relevant search results and helping you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site for smart companies like yours. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use. Let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Oh, let's hear it for the boys. I haven't heard this song in a long time. Anyway, welcome back to The Watchdog on Wall Street show. This has been another bit of a cause of mine, you know, outside of, you know, kids and education and whatnot. We try here on the program to get across to people all across the country from all different political parties that it's not about handouts. It's not. In so many different examples that I can use, you know, from how you raise your kids, whatnot, how you teach them to grow up to be responsible adults. Nothing good comes from getting somebody addicted to a handout and a giveaway. I know people on the left, they, you know, they're out there, oh, you know, these people, they need all the help and the economy's bad and it's not right and Donald Trump is cutting food stamps and going to make people starve. No. Nobody's going to starve. In fact, has there ever been a case of starvation here in the United States? I mean, honestly, we use words like starve, and I don't think we understand what the word means. Have you ever seen, I mean, for crying out loud, we all remember. Remember Live Aid and We Are the World and Do They Know It's Christmas Time and Ethiopia and Sally Struthers and all that good stuff. I remember that. That was front and center. We've seen the pictures of people who really are starving. For crying out loud, Venezuela, the average person has lost over 20 pounds this past year, and technically they're not starving. Nobody starves here in the United States. We've got a problem in the fact that we get people addicted to handouts and giveaways. That's not helping someone. I understand, and I have no problem whatsoever with safety nets and helping people over the short term. But there comes a point in time where people need to help themselves. And it's uncomfortable forcing people to help themselves, but you have to do it. Here's a story out of Alabama. 13 previously exempted Alabama counties saw an 85% drop, 85% drop in food stamp participation after work requirements were put in place back on January 1st. Yeah, they made people who were getting food stamps go out and get a job. Or go out and go into a job training program or volunteer. Now, either one of two things has happened. Either people have gone out and gotten a job, therefore they don't need food stamps anymore, or they were just too lazy to go out and do those things and are getting some other form of assistance, probably through some church organization, or figured something else out. That is good news to be getting people off government assistance, getting them to contribute to society again. And you think I understand I'm not sympathetic? You think for many people, the psychological damage for being reliant upon someone else, but that's not all by any stretch of the imagination. And we've discussed this here on the program, talked about the area in Kentucky, in Appalachia, where this is where LBJ started. That's where he launched his whole war on poverty, from a porch in Appalachia. That same area today is no better than it was. In fact, it's worse. Every kid in school is not interested in becoming a police officer, a firefighter, an astronaut, a president, a football player. They're only interested in getting government checks. And this is coming from the school teachers at the schools. That's all they talk about. When can I get my government check? What is the difference between doing that and handing a kid a needle? Well, you're killing somebody. Well, you're still killing people. You're killing their spirit. You're killing the humanity of someone. We need more of this happen around the country. Some of the things that have been put into place into the Trump budget do this. We need welfare reform here in the United States. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Newsletter consultations with our certified financial planners. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Today, we're talking about your budget and budget blinds.
People get so hung up on that word budget.
Listen, everybody's got a budget. Budget Blinds is all about getting the window coverings you really want at a price that fits your budget.
Right. They have exclusive designer styles, hundreds of choices.
And Budget Blinds gives you expert service. None of that do-it-yourself. The pros bring the showroom to you, then do it all. Measure and install.
What a relief.
That's style and service for every budget.
And right now, during their 25th anniversary celebration, it's the biggest sale of the year, with special upgrades and offers.
Explain the free upgrades like the invisible tilt for shutters.
Make shutters look cleaner, more contemporary. Same with the free cordless upgrade on Honeycomb shades. No cords. Look sleek and uncluttered.
I like that. Just call this number. It's easy to remember. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS.
855, then the name, Budget Blinds. Or go online.
BudgetBlinds.com.
Remember, budget means getting custom window coverings at a price that fits your budget. And remember, 855-BUDGET-BLINDS.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
When I adopted her, she was a mess. Scabs, itching, licking, missing fur, hot spots, a thin, dull coat. So I take the dog to the vet for the standard run-of-the-mill tests and treatments. No results. I hear your advertisement on the radio.
DINOVITE .com.
859-428-1000.
So I get the 5-pound box of Dynavite and the Lico Chops within a 4-week total. Instead of a German Shedder, I have a German Shepherd. Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life because she gets fed Dynavite. And the results, they're just incredibly outstanding. And she loves it. When you rescue a dog, you have to do the right thing. You've got to feed them right for life. Do the Dynavite. Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE .com.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
This report is brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association. 35% of dementia cases worldwide could be preventable by addressing lifestyle factors, according to a new report at the Alzheimer's Association International Conference in London. The Lancet Commission says these factors include high blood pressure, obesity, smoking, depression, and diabetes. For the first time, their report included hearing loss and social isolation among the dementia risk factors. Dr. James Hendricks is Director of Global Science Initiatives at the Alzheimer's Association.
This report is very hopeful. Many people have the potential to reduce their risk of cognitive decline through simple, helpful behavioral changes. At a public health level, interventions based on this evidence could be extremely powerful in managing the global costs of Alzheimer's and other dementias.
According to the study authors, by managing modifiable risk factors at all stages of life, it may be possible to reduce new cases of dementia by 9 million people by 2050. For more information, visit alz.org.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
They tried years ago to get me to do bumper music or promo music with this song, and I said, no! No, thanks. Actually, it kind of brings back memories to some degree. This is, I don't remember, the Baha Men. They were, you know who they were associated with? This is back in 2000, okay? Back in 2000, they were associated with the New York Mets. I'm not kidding. This was kind of like the theme music for the New York Mets. Remember in 2002 was a Subway Series? Yankees-Mets? I do. Anyway, welcome back to the Watchdog on Wall Street Show. I never even thought to calculate this. This was pointed out to me. This past week, by a, basically this guy does some economic research. His name is Michael Snyder. Over the last 10 years here in the United States, I feel stupid. I should have actually done it myself because it's simple. It's just basic math. I didn't even think of doing it or to make the comparison. You know where I did look into, and we've had mentioned here on the program, I asked the question here, and I tried to find out how many people were waiting in bread lines getting assistance back during the Great Depression, and the comparison between that number and today's number of people getting food stamps. I was always curious about that, and I've never, ever been able to find out how many people were in those dire straits. We know how bad the economy was. But again, you got 46 million plus people collecting food stamps here in this country. It doesn't even include all the other government handout and giveaway programs. And I wanted to compare it to the 1930s. But this is this. I find this extraordinary. Again, hold on to your hat. Okay. Over the last 10 years here in the United States, our economy has grown at exactly the same exact rate as it did during the 1930s. I'm not making this up. The past 10 years, economic growth was the same as it was during the Great Depression. Joe Biden's economic recovery, what was it? That was recovery summer. That was what he said. Recovery summer didn't save us. I mean, it's that bad. Everybody always points to the Great Depression. Oh, what a terrible point for our country. And, you know, we got to do all these government interventions and TARP, and we got to have these ultra low interest rates and all this stuff to keep us from going into the Great Depression. What difference does it make? It's all the same. Right? The batting average is the same. 1930, negative 0.8.5%. 31, negative 6.4. 32, negative 12.9. 33, negative 1.3. 1934, positive 10.8. 35, positive 8.9. 36, positive 12.9. 37, positive 5.1. 38, negative 3.3. 39, positive 8.0. Go to ours. 2007. 1.8. 2008. Negative 0.3. 2009. Negative 2.8. 2010. Positive 2.5. Think about this for a second, people. 2007, 2008, 2009. Oh, no, we can never come back. Never have 3% growth. That economic collapse that we had there, financial thing, has destroyed us. That's it. The worst year we had, 2009, negative 2.8. We just haven't done anything since. Since the government decided to save us from ourselves. What does that tell you? Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Newsletter consultations with our certified financial planners. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed, you're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Ah, what is this, Shining? All work and no play make Jack a dull boy. I mean, we always play on this program. We love to have fun. Yeah, we are the program that really doesn't give a you-know-what. We don't. You know, as early as, I'm going to be honest, as early as about 10 years ago here on the program. 10 years ago, I would put little restraints upon myself and what I would say, especially in regards to the media. I did. I wasn't overly critical of CNN and MSNBC and Fox News and CNBC, a little bit. But now I don't care. I don't care. You know, it's funny. My mother, she's a mom. She used to love seeing me on TV all the time. I was a regular on all of the networks. And she was asking, Chris, when are you going to do it again? I don't know, Mom. Probably not too soon. And one of the reasons is I just don't care. And I'm openly telling people here, you need to shut it off. You need to shut it off. It's that bad. It's that bad. They are not operating in our nation's best interest. And I'll tell you right now. Anyway, remember in Fight Club when Tyler Durden took out the banks and the credit reporting companies? We do a Fight Club too. I want to wake up one day and have no 24-hour news networks. None. Because they're a big part of the problem. They are as dishonest can be. They have their agenda. They care nothing about the rest of the country. They care about their own lives, their own place in the world. And I see people get wrapped up in this stuff and follow this stuff. I say, what are you doing? What are you doing? You're wasting your time. Anyway, I digress. We got to have fun here on the program. And I have some stories here that, yes, they're definitely, this is a business story that makes my blood boil. As a kid, I actually should sit down and think about the different jobs that I've had. You want to call them mini careers, the word career. What does career mean nowadays? It's, you know, what you want to take on. Your career might change. How many different careers, how many hats, how many jobs that I've had? From landscaper to janitor to snow removal to camp counselor to putting pools in, to building houses. It's countless jobs. And some of the most fun things we do, I do with my brothers and some of our friends, summertime, mow people's lawns, wintertime, shovel snow, just to make some extra money out there. Here's a story out of Alabama. Government officials are threatening to go after teens who mow lawns in the city of Gardendale if they do not show proof of a business license, which is required under a city ordinance. The license costs $110 to obtain, regardless of how many months or how often someone works cutting lawns. I know, I'm not going to go and figure it out for inflation, but $110 back when I was a kid, a lot of money. And I most certainly would not have gone out and gotten a business license. We just wouldn't have done it. You're just discouraging young entrepreneurs, people that are getting great learning experience. They're going to do great things later on in their life. I'm just telling you right now. It's stupid. Not to mention the fact, we have this thing called the United States Constitution. And for the life of me, I pick it up, I look at it all the time. I've yet to find anything in there that allows for the government. Because the Constitution is a restraint on government. Could you imagine, let me put this in a different perspective. Making a business pay the government money, making an individual pay the government money so that they can feed themselves, provide for their own family in order to make a living. I defy you to find anything in the Stamp Act or anything that Great Britain put upon the original 13 colonies that is worse than that. Think about that for a second. What is worse? You are asking someone to pay the government so they can go out and make a living? Oh, we need it for economic development people. And then they've got little government workers that take that's basically just providing salaries for people with no-show jobs that really don't do anything to improve life at all. Government workers. Who the hell do you think you are? Anyway, this as well. I have to touch on this before we have to go. I don't get it. I've had this story sitting here, and I had to share it with you. Again, how is it okay for a boy to play or compete on a girl's team? Did you see this? With mustache, for crying out loud. With a mustache, wins the track and field, 100 meter and 200 meter dash, and is proud of it. And his mother is proud of it. I don't care. I'm calling him because that's the parts he's got. Not even taking hormones. No changes. And it's okay. Again, what you're doing to women's sports is you're destroying them. Because under this, then we might as well just do away with any gender-based sports. No more WNBA. No, we don't need women's events in the Olympics. We'll just have events. See how that works out. Anyway, gotta go. God bless everybody. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. Newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com or give us a call, 800-471-5984. That's 800-471-5984. Have a great week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our
You're listening to WHCR DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
For a massive border wall, the Washington Post reports on a January 27th call between Trump and Mexican.
News is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center.
Led by our outstanding medical center, leaked telephone transcript shows President Trump asked
by the entire family.
Stop saying his country will not pay for a massive border wall. The Washington Post reports on a January 27th call between Trump and Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto. Trump said repeatedly, you cannot say that to the press. Well, Senator Bob Corker from Tennessee, angry that the news is getting out to the public, and railed against the White House staff.
These people should be fired. They should be out of government. They're disloyal to our government.
Senator Lindsey Graham agrees.
Can you imagine being President of the United States, having a conversation with a foreign leader, and that conversation
USA Radio News, with Jules McKinney.
The leaked telephone transcript shows President Trump asked Mexico's president to stop saying his country will not pay for a massive border wall. The Washington Post reports on a January 27th call between Trump and Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto. Trump said repeatedly, you cannot say that to the press. Well, Senator Bob Corker from Tennessee, Tennessee, angry that the news is getting out to the public and railed against the White House staff.
These people should be fired. They should be out of government. They're disloyal to our government.
Senator Lindsey Graham agrees.
Can you imagine being president of the United States, having a conversation with a foreign leader, and that conversation being divulged to the media? It's just not fair to President Trump.
President Trump's first phone call with Australia's prime minister was also leaked and apparently grew heated when the two world leaders spoke about an agreement made during the Obama administration to take in refugees. This is USA Radio News.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone wants the original, the authentic. And with a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the iconic luxury, unparalleled safety, and performance of Mercedes-Benz at a price you can afford. But just remember, only your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer has the skilled technicians to certify that your pre-owned vehicle is up to Mercedes-Benz standards. And only your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer offers an unlimited mileage warranty, so you can drive with confidence as far as you'd like for up to 5 years.